about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. I'm going to need some good vibes. Going to need some good vibes being sent my way. The brother kitty of the same litter as my first kitty cat, who died of renal failure, is now starting to show the same symptoms. I got to take him to the vet first thing in the morning. I know, it happens. It happens. We knew there was something probably genetic. Just please send the vibes. Shake and Bake turned into just Shake after Bake left us. And we really need Shake to kind of last, because the other two rescue kitties that we have are real dodos. And Shake is kind of like the man. You know, he's really burly. You know, he's the glue that keeps us together. So, yeah, we're already hydrating him, and I know the drill. Vet's going to see him in the morning. So just kind of sense of good vibes, because we can't lose Mr. Shake. Now, yes, he thinks his name is stupid, because Shake and Bake, he never understood Shake and Bake, right? I understood it because we ate it for dinner all the time, but scared him too. But anyway, so we call him Shaky Boo, and that really didn't make anything any much better. So, again, thank you for the good vibes. Now, I know we are sending massive good vibes to those hit by these tornadoes. Absolutely frightening what's happened between Harrisburg, Illinois. I guess they're expecting, out northwestern Alabama, multiple cities affected. At least 10 people have died. They're expecting more tornado activity in northern Georgia, southern and eastern Kentucky, northern Mississippi, western North Carolina, much of Tennessee. So, again, our prayers are going out to everybody. Right now, the regions affected look pretty devastated, and our prayers are with you all. We are going to go over some tornado safety, like I usually like to do each year, just some quick things we need to look at. All right, a lot of stuff we're going to talk about on today's show. One of my listeners wanted to know if there's any health benefits to alcohol besides cholesterol. There are a couple. So we'll go over health benefits of alcohol. I know. You know, I just realized, are any of you guys doing drinking games to my show? You know, I know whenever there's a debate, right, you guys do a drinking game. Anytime somebody says taxes, you go, whoa, you're right, drinking game. You know, I know we talk about fiber a lot and beans. So somebody told me that you could do a drinking game every time I go, but it's not really, you know, sometimes it's by accident. And I hate to think that people are making a drinking game, but no. We do not promote drinking at all on the Dr. Dahlia Show. We do not. No. Want you guys healthy. But, yeah, there are a couple of benefits we need to talk about. So pretty cool stuff. Also, we want to talk about the federal judge, as expected, blocked those anti-tobacco messages. Those, pictures that I thought were unconstitutional. Looks like the federal judge said, can't do it. All right. No, está aquí. Can't do it. So we're going to go over that. Also, we're going to go over this little baby who inherited cancer from his mother. Kind of interesting case. But I promised you guys I would try to come up with a fun show. So because I know yesterday had some bad news. So I'm sure we'll come up with something fun to talk about. Yeah, it looks like Playboy is going to have a club in space. Yeah, you guys are going to like that. All right, we'll talk about Playboy having a club in space. Okay, good. But other than that, we got some nitty-gritty stuff to talk about. But I want to hear from you. So please call in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, we're taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Please, of course, follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Follow us on Facebook. And if your city or town does not have the Dr. Dahlia Show on their news talk station, I know you may think they have good taste, but no, they need to bring the Dr. Dahlia Show into your town. So please call your local news talk station. Tell them you want to hear Dr. Dahlia, or email them you want Dr. Dahlia, and Genesis Communications Network will make it happen. We got Donovan working the dials tonight. He is the bomb. Quick trivia. You guys know about that Twitter bird, right? When you guys see Twitter, it's a little bird. Did you know the bird has a name? Yeah, the little Twitter bird, the bird's name is Larry. Do you know why he's named Larry? Because he's named after Larry Bird from the Boston Celtics. Yeah, I didn't know that. I don't really notice a Twitter bird. I barely notice my tweets. But Twitter bird named Larry. All right, so just get it right. Okay. don't know if I want to get into this. Well, let's first say goodbye to Davy Jones. Davy Jones today passed at age 66. Many of us remember him from our lunchboxes and from the TV series The Monkees. He was the only British star. You had Americans, Mickey Dolenz, Michael Neesmith, Peter Tork, and then Davy Jones, who we all had a crush on. I still think of him as little Davy, you know? Last Train to Clarksville, I'm a Believer, phenomenal group, and I think they even got together to redo a Monkees TV show for the next generation. I don't know if it was a hit, but most of us remember the Monkees, and unfortunately he died near his Florida home of a heart attack. He was only age 66. Again, they haven't really given us any new details on what happened. We're, and 66 isn't old, right? 66 to me is still middle-aged, people, all right? But, you know, it's a very, very difficult, the 60-year-old decade is a very difficult one to get through. It is. But you know how we talked about, if you get over your 60s, usually you get into your 70s and 80s fine. And then you got to get through the 80s hump, and then you could go flying into your 90s and 100. But the 60s, that's a tough one. My father had a heart attack in his 60s. That's when many cancers start to show up. And so that's why us doctors, we like to scream. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, they're thinking about putting off mammograms and both. No, don't put anything off. Remember, whenever we're looking for cancer, you always want to start looking 20 years before you think you're going to get hit. That's why we've been screening people in their 40s, like for colon cancer, for example. If there's colon cancer in the family, and let's say your dad or grandfather was afflicted with colon cancer in their 60s, we start screening you in your 40s. Now, you know they're trying to change that recommendation. I don't know if the government will like it, but they're trying to change the recommendation where many men just start in their 40s, whether or not they have family history or not. Because when we're diagnosing colon cancer for the first time in a family, all right, and we're diagnosing it at age 60, you know, many people, they don't know their family's family history. My father, we have no idea if my father got the colon cancer gene because he died of a heart attack before we could diagnose him. All right. I need to make the show a happy show. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Show. Okay, I found something that made me giggle, so maybe I could share it with you. Of course, it's kind of difficult to do it on air, so I want you to look at my Facebook fan site. I posted this. This is very interesting. There's a website called funnyexam.com, and what it does is, I guess, it compiles a list of funny things that people would do for homework or exams. And I don't think they're fake. I think these are actual real answers. Okay. Like, for example, this looks like a third grade homework assignment. It's a assignment that looks like, it's about horses. And so the child had to write, I guess, a paragraph about horses, but she left the S out. So it goes like this. I like horse. Horse have other horse friends. Horse like carrots. My father wants a whore, but my mom says no. Horses make you feel good. They put their legs straight up. They should talk about horses. Little third grader. All right. Briefly explain what hard water is. And they put ice. Let me see. I just want to read a couple of these, okay? Name one of the early Romans' greatest achievements. The child put learning to speak Latin. This was a science test. What is a vibration? There are good vibrations and bad vibrations. Good vibrations were discovered in the 1960s. Then there's a mathematical problem. A plus B to the N. And I guess the student was supposed to expand. So they couldn't. So what they did is they expanded the letters A plus B, and then A plus B, and then A plus B. So it's like expanded. I thought that was pretty cute. Smart alecky. I'm wondering if that person did that on purpose, because anybody that has homework, A plus B to the N, got to be in higher grade. Explain why phosphorus trichloride is polar. Person answered, God made it that way. All right. This is a nice one. Name an angle complementary to BDC. So you see an angle, and there's supposed to be a complementary angle to it. And the student writes, you look much thinner from over here. I know some of these. I think they were really just being smart alecky, but it's kind of funny. All right. Then there's a geometry, I guess a little geometry homework, and it said find X. And I guess the person just circles X. Now, one of the cutest pictures that I have is there's a woman. It's a drawing, all right? And it looks like a first or second grade drawing of stick figures. And the girl goes, when I grow up, I want to be like mommy. And the little drawing has a little girl, a woman in the middle, kind of looks like on a square and then a stick. And you see all these little boy stick figures or men stick figures holding money. So it looks like it's a picture of mommy being a pole dancer. But I guess what it is the mom decides to write the teacher, dear Miss Jones, I wish to clarify that I am not now, nor ever have I been an exotic dancer. I work at Home Depot. And I told my daughter how hectic it was last week before the blizzard hit, and we sold out every single shovel. So the mom was standing on a shovel, and I guess all these little pictures of men were trying to give money to the mom who had the last shovel. Here's a good one. Where was the American Declaration of Independence signed? The person wrote at the bottom. What is meant by the term hermaphrodite? Answer, Lady Gaga. All right, so I guess pretty cute stuff. I won't go through all of these, but if you guys do have a chance and you need a little laugh, you know, with all the kind of crazy stuff going on right now, go to my Facebook fan page. I have it posted there. Or you can check out funnyexam.com. That was kind of some cute stuff. Absolute cute stuff. Okay, so let's go over some tornado safety tips, okay? Let me see if I have it ready for me. Here we go. USA Today came up with some pretty good things. Now, you know, many of us, again, we are just watching in horror what happens every year, especially with Tornado Alley. And, you know, many of us, we sit and we watch and we're like, oh my gosh, I mean, how does anybody survive that? And from what we understand, the death toll is already about 10. I believe 2 people are missing. And I guess the numbers are even going to change by the time you listen. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. If you do have any new information, please call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-362-3254. Well, USA Today has a very nice guide to tornado safety. I'm sure many sites do. I like this one because it's very easy to read. You know, if there is a tornado warning, you don't know if you have minutes. You don't know if you have seconds. When you hear a tornado warning, you go. All right. Try to go immediately to your basement, storm cellar, or the lowest level of the building. You know, I live in Southern Nevada. I was talking to my husband about that, too. I'm like, all right, if let's say a tornado does hit. I mean, we got real strong winds. It's a possibility. We don't have basements. Most homes in Southern Nevada don't have basements. Why? Well, because we're really not in Tornado Alley. But no, don't sit upstairs watching TV. Or, you know, don't start packing things up like your Wii and your Nintendo. No, you get everybody downstairs. If there's no basement, they say go to an inner hallway or a smaller inner room with no windows, such as a bathroom or closet. Remember, you got to be away from windows. All right. I know some of my family that lives in the Midwest. They say you could jump in the bathroom and hide in the tub. You want to be away from wood because wood splinters can stab you like any other metallic object could. And most bathrooms don't have a lot of wood. However, if your bathroom has a glass shower encasing, no, bad idea. So, you know, for all intents and purposes, for those of you trying to figure out, wait, which bathroom doesn't have a shower, is a shower curtain wet, whatever, I would say, also, you may want to stay away from the piping. I would say closet. Okay, your best bet is probably closet. Now, I mean, for those of you going, well, we have the metal hangers. I would just change out the metal hangers, get those plastic ones. Yeah, I know we always have, we still have those old metal hangers with the cardboard circle on there. Yeah. So I would say probably, you know, closet would be best. My only problem is my closet with all my old purses and, you know, my nail files. That, I think my closet would be very dangerous. My husband and I share a closet. We don't have separate closets. So I would probably go into one of my boys' closets because, you know, my sons, they hardly have any clothes. They don't want clothes, you know. And their shoes, nothing's ever put properly away in their closet. So their closet's empty. If you want to find any underwear or clothes or shoes with my sons, right, they're all over the place. They're even in my closet. But nothing's in their closet, so it's kind of empty. Good place for us to hide. Okay. Of course, get away from the windows. Now, let's say you don't know what's what and it's happening now. Get to the center of the room. Okay? Just get to the center of the room. Get away from any glass. Try not to be standing right up against a wall. Okay, because remember, debris goes through the walls, can hit you. Try to get under a sturdy piece of furniture like a workbench, heavy table, desk. Hold on to it. Pray, whatever you need to do. If you have time, they say get a mattress or blankets to protect your head and the heads of any children with you. If you don't have time, of course, use your arms to protect your head and neck. I would be probably, you know, jumping all over my kids, right, jumping on their heads. I got to make sure I don't suffocate them, though. But I would definitely do that. Mom, your boob's in my ear. But honestly, I would jump on my kids to make sure they're safe. Okay. Now, of course, if you live in a mobile home, get out. No, mobile home is not safe. Don't try to go into a closet of your mobile home. All right. No. Or your fifth wheel. No, no. Get out. Find shelter elsewhere. Go into a, you know, building that's permanent. Of course, at work, at school, basement, inside hallway. They say avoid places with wide span roofs, such as auditoriums, cafeterias, large hallways, or shopping malls. I know many of you are right now thinking about Twister. And remember, there was someplace, was it like a mechanic? I don't know where they hid when the movie theater got hit, but they probably didn't have too much of a choice, right? Which is why plan. Make sure you guys have a plan, all right? Know if this is tornado time, where you're going to go. Of course, use your arms to protect your head and neck. Outdoors, if you're outdoors when this hits, you got to get inside a building. If shelter is not available, they say lie in a ditch or low-lying area or crouch near a strong building. Be aware of potential for flooding. If you're in a car, don't try to outdrive the tornado. Remember, tornadoes change direction. I really think that Twister movie was a good movie. And remember, the guy drives his van into the tornado because he was chasing it. The guy from Men in Tights. Carl Ooze. I don't know his name. Ooze. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Anyway, I don't remember actors' names. Now, if you are in a car and you don't know what to do and you see there's a nearby building, get out of the car, take shelter in a nearby building. If there's no time to get indoors, again, they say, according to USA Today here, you get out of the car, lie in a ditch, but not right by the car, because remember, the car could move and be lifted up. Or turn, lie in a ditch or low-lying area away from the vehicle, and again, be aware of the potential for flooding. Let's hope to high heaven it doesn't happen. And again, let's hope there's no more tornadoes. And again, our prayers are with those right now afflicted by this in the Midwest. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-652-6978. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-652-6978. Again, that's 800-652-6978. Actual results based on individual claim circumstances.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as expected, a federal judge has decided to block those anti-smoking images required on tobacco products. This is a big blow to Washington. The Family Smoking Prevention and Tobacco Control Act passed in 2009 would have required 9 written warnings such as cigarettes are addictive and tobacco smoke causes harm to children. Also included would be alternating images of a corpse and smoke infected lungs. All right. Judge apparently said, Federal Judge Richard Leon in his 19-page ruling said, unfortunately, because Congress did not consider the First Amendment implications of this legislation, it did not concern itself with how the regulations could be narrowly tailored to avoid unintentional compelling commercial speech. Now, I know many of you have been shocked that as a doctor, I would be against this type of, these types of images. Trust me, I don't like smoking. I don't like first-hand smoke, second-hand smoke, third-hand smoke. We've even talked about how third-hand smoke on clothes, on carpets, on drapery can cause cancer. Trust me, as a doctor, I'm not a fan. However, we have to call it like it is. Forcing a company to advertise against themselves is unconstitutional. And compelling somebody to put on their products certain phrases, again, assaults their right for freedom of speech. Like I said, I do not like cigarettes. I don't like anything about them. I think they are a huge hazard. But again, you know, we live in a country that has, I guess, one of the as far as I'm concerned, our Bible, our legal Bible, and it's something that we do need to abide by. And even if I don't like smoking, we still have to abide by the law. And yes, there are many other ways to have anti-smoking propaganda, but I really don't see how you can actually ask a company to advertise against themselves. Okay? Just like with cars. You couldn't put pictures on cars of drunk driving accidents saying, if you get behind the wheel and drink, this is what's going to happen, and cause a car company to, you know, post those images on their cars. No, you can't do that. You can't take a chocolate bar and put pictures of a clogged artery on the chocolate bar saying, this is what you're going to do. You can't force a company to put that type of advertising on their own packaging. It doesn't make any sense. So, yes, I was not shocked at all by this federal judge ruling. Now, how should we educate people with smoking, and how should we protect innocent bystanders? That we've still been trying to figure out. I mean, you know, only recently have we realized the secondhand smoke. Remember, my mom was of the age that you smoked, and you smoked during pregnancy. You know, I was watching an old Cheers episode, which was filmed in the 80s, throughout the 80s and early 90s, and you see Carla, right? Little Carla Tortelli, waitress sitting there drinking a beer when she was pregnant. You know, remember, this is only in the last couple decades that we've realized that, you know, smoking hurts. Unfortunately, the people that are smokers have been smoking for multiple decades, especially many of our vets. So you had people coming back from the war in the 60s, you know, people in the 50s thinking it was cool, in the 40s, that's just what they all did. And so we have grandma, grandpa, aunt, uncle still smoking. And, you know, we're doing the best we can trying to get them off. We're doing the best we can educating them. Again, we still can't violate freedom of speech. Okay? All right. Boy, this was kind of a blow. Apparently, there was a wrestling match that was fixed. Okay? And I guess the Indiana-based promoter of this wrestling match thought that it was going to go the way that he had wanted to fix it. But apparently, one of the wrestlers decided to fight back, the one that was supposed to lose. And so he kicked the first wrestler in the groin to the point that a testicle ruptured. All right. John Levy Miller, 23, contends in his lawsuit filed Monday that Clinton Woolsey was the heel, a term used to describe the designated villain or loser of their match. See, I knew most of them were fixed. He says Woolsey, who wrestles under the name Guido Andretti, declined his invitation to map out the fight as is customary and instead said he understood the plan and that it would be okay. Instead, in the middle of a fight, he decides to, once he's down, kick the other one in the groin. And, of course, the victim tried to apply ice. Didn't work. Testicle was ruptured, had to have it removed. Now, why am I telling you guys that? Because I think you're all wrestling fans? No. Again, it just highlights the fact that groin injuries are pretty serious. Okay? We are taught, as women, to kick men in the groin. We are taught in movies. Kick men in the groin if we're being attacked. We are taught in movies that it's funny to hit or kick or punch people in the groin. All right. No movie. I mean, every year there's a movie or a television show or whatever making jokes about this. As a doctor and as a doctor who has done emergency room medicine, let me tell you right now, no. OK, you do not want your kids or your grandkids thinking this is all fun and games. Kids hurt themselves. Wrestlers hurt themselves. Fighters hurt themselves. Regular people day to day hurt themselves. All right. Protect yourself. Teach your kids that if you think you're going to get into a fight that day, wear a cup. OK, because testicular injuries are pretty serious. Nobody wants to lose a testicle. Nobody. All right. Not even a woman. Okay, let's see what else we got here. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOCDOLLY. All right, so alcohol. How is alcohol good? Okay, well, I like alcohol, you know, to clean, right? When I clean wounds or, you know, right before I inject, alcohol's good. Other than that, I get a little nervous because of the cancer risks. But I have to admit, there are some benefits. You know, I've always get emailed saying, look, wine keeps my cholesterol down. Red wine has resveratrol. Yeah. Yeah, but again, in moderation, we need to be careful because remember, alcohol can raise your triglycerides, can raise your fats, can also turn you diabetic. So the one thing I notice are the patients that drink in moderation, right? Glass every now and then or a glass or two, glass a night, let's say, do well. The heavy drinkers, they're the ones that turn diabetic, go into liver failure, et cetera. Now, there was a study out of the University of California School of Medicine at USC San Diego, said that some people that drink, whether it's red or white, were half as likely to develop non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Now, the number one liver problem in this country is fatty liver, right? Many of you have probably been diagnosed with that. Doctor does a blood test to check your cholesterol, throws the comprehensive panel on there, looks at the liver. The liver enzymes are high. They go on ultrasound, and you have fatty deposits in the liver. Now, if you're an alcoholic, the fatty deposits precede cirrhosis. But if you're not an alcoholic, the fatty deposits could be because you're turning diabetic. Maybe it's because, you know, poor diet or with age. Now, they found that people that drink alcohol have less fatty liver. The alcohol that's red or white wine. Now, if you drank beer or hard liquor, you were 4 times more likely to get fatty liver. So red or white wine apparently has some protective effect on fatty liver. And because fatty liver does inflame the liver and, you know, your liver enzymes go up, could put you at risk for heart disease, that may be considered a benefit. Now, another thing they're saying that's a benefit is, let's say you eat fruit. They say alcohol can sometimes increase the antioxidant potency of the fruit. You know how fruit tastes a little different when it's soaking in alcohol, like strawberries, etc., right? So the berries, like let's say raspberry margarita, they use as an example. This comes from Johnny Bowden, a nutritionist and author of 150 Healthiest Foods on Earth. They said that alcohol, depending, of course, on the fruit, but usually your berries, which are antioxidant-rich, alcohol sometimes can actually increase their potency. Now, why? Is it because the alcohol dehydrates the water composition of the fruit? I don't know. So somebody could say that. Other than that, guys, I don't have many other benefits. Oh, but Dr. Dahlia, alcohol helps you sleep. No, no, no. Remember, alcohol not the best thing for sleep because, of course, you're REM sleep. You go through the different cycles of sleep, but you don't go into the deeper REM cycles with alcohol. So nope, you can't say that either. All right, guys. So we come back more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a working with wheat combo, 28% on a 1-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry. Sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there's a police officer in Phoenix, a former police officer, who I guess was diagnosed with cancer while she was pregnant. We believe what it was a melanoma. And I guess right now we have a beautiful little baby girl, Addison, who actually was born with stage 4 melanoma. Now, we know cancers can be passed down. And I know many people are like, you know, how could this happen? Why would she have, again, if she was diagnosed during pregnancy, you know, it's not very likely anybody would say, let's terminate the healthy pregnancy. They're going to let the baby live because, you know, still it's odd that the baby, or it's rare, I would say, that the baby would get cancer passed to him or her. But from what we understand, they did find metastasized malignant melanoma. It has spread to the whole body, shoulder, lungs, brain, and very, very sad. From what we understand, according to Phoenix Children's Hospital, this is the first case they have ever seen, and Addison is only the ninth case ever published. Now, actually treating this could be expensive, so Phoenix police officers are hosting a fundraiser to raise money and awareness about the fight of melanoma. You know, I grew up in Phoenix. I'm living in Vegas. You know, skin cancer, not to be taken lightly. And, you know, many of these melanomas don't have to happen in skin exposed areas. They could be on the bottom of the in fact, many of these areas, many of the areas that people get melanoma, especially the kind that spread, are the ones that aren't seen by other people. So many of you, like I said, you know, that don't like to go for pap smears or rectal exams or et cetera, nobody's really looking at your undercarriage. Right? And if you don't have a very, very active sexual life, especially with the lights on and the clothes off, even your partner's not going to be able to see. And I really urge you all to get once a year skin cancer screenings, no matter what part of the country. Melanoma can in anywhere. But wherever you are, get all over skin cancer screens. You know, the prognosis for this little girl is not good. Of course, our prayers are with her and her family. And, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, sometimes these kids do respond to chemo. But melanoma is vicious because, again, by the time it's found, it is spread. And in this particular case, it got to her through her blood supply. It didn't start on any skin, of course. So I'll keep you posted on what happens. And we've reviewed the ABCD, the ABCDs of skin, right? We've talked about it. I even said you could forward me a picture at drdahlia.com if there's a mole you're a little concerned about, and I'll tell you what to do. Just keep in mind, I'm probably going to tell you to have a doctor look at it. But A is for asymmetry, right? If you have like a little freckle that's a nice, beautiful little circle that you've had for a while, and you know, now your mole, one side is different than the other, that's asymmetry. That could be a sign of a melanoma or a skin cancer. B, border. Rather it being a nice, discreet, nice, round border, the border is a little wavy, right, or a little irregular. Remember, cancer is chaotic. There's no rhyme or reason to cancer. There's not a predefined destination for cancer. Cancer is a cell that grows haywire. So, of course, the borders of a lesion are going to be irregular because they're not, again, there's nothing well demarcated or planned in its DNA. So if there's a border that looks a little funny, that's an issue. C, color. Melanomas, again, it's not going to be a nice uniform color like your freckle. Could have multiple colors. So any moles that have multiple colors need to be checked out. D, diameter. If it's greater than the size of a centimeter, you could equate that to about a pencil eraser. Right? Take a pencil eraser. If the mole is bigger, that could be concerning. Now, there is one type of mole that breaks the rules called a seborrheic keratosis. They're big. They're scaly. They're multiple colored. And we get them as we age, usually on our back and on our face, etc. Those are the one exception to the rule. But you don't have to be the ones to decide that. You have your doctor or dermatologist decide that. Then I think they came with E. And E is elevation. If your mole isn't flat, but now it's raised, lumpy, bumpy, again, that could be a sign of chaotic growth, and you need to get that checked. And like I said, if you want, you could send me pictures of the moles. Again, don't do any Anthony Weiner-type pictures, okay? Just keep your, you know, keep your clothes on. Just show me the picture of the mole and tell me where it is. At drdahlia.com. Okay, and of course, you can please call it 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right, so what is going on? You know, you keep hearing, all right, well, when space travel comes, there's going to be this. There's going to be this. I mean, I guess is space travel really happening? You know, last week we were talking about an elevator and then space stations, and I thought I saw something talk about McDonald's. Now, Playboy. I mean, this was in Discovery News. They say Playboy is now planning to build a club in space. Okay, let's say, they say with privately owned spaceships in development, Playboy borrowed futurists and rocket scientists to imagine what an adult entertainment establishment in orbit may be like, and the Playboy Club is now actually in planning stages in space. It'll be on a station in orbit like a cruise ship. Orbiting Earth is one idea, but it could also travel around other celestial bodies. They say here, what do they say? There's going to be a restaurant. An area of the restaurant would have artificial gravity. There'll be a dance club, a weightlessness party rooms with trampolines so you could bounce off the walls. For more intimate encounters, Playboy magazine envisions pleasure orbital domes where guests can practice zero gravity sex. Of course, it will take some practice. So they may need teachers. Really. Am I the only... I'm sorry, I'm probably not going to be visiting this establishment. No, I'm not a prude. It's just, honestly, by the time this is done, I'm probably going to be 90, right? I just really don't see myself... I just don't see myself being able to do the moves that I believe a club like that warrants, even the dance moves. You know, I am just so embarrassed dancing now because, when you know, in the 80s, I danced good, right? Now, no, everybody does these weird bump and grind pelvic moves. I can't do it. I can't do it. My hips are too stiff. Okay, so what's going on here? We have a Russian entrepreneur that has apparently so much money in his pocket that he's working on a project, and he's working on a project where he has 100 scientists aiming to transplant a human mind into a robot body within the next 10 years. What they want to do is kind of, I guess, make like an avatar, and they actually called this research project Avatar. All right, don't people realize these movies are sci-fi? Okay, sci-fi, science fiction, it's fiction, it's not supposed to happen. Well, he thinks that human minds could be downloaded into robots within 10 years. He's putting the money. His name is Dmitry Itzkov, a media entrepreneur, says he has hired 100 scientists to reach his goal and is now looking for other scientists to help with the project. All right. This way, if a person has a perfect avatar, they could remain a part of society and they don't have to die. The guy's only 31 years old. Where does he get this money? All right. And how are they going to do it? Of course, he's, you know, naming it after the James Cameron movie, where human soldiers use mind control to inhabit the bodies of human-alien hybrids. I don't know why that was such a hit. It was beautiful, a lot of colors, but I thought it was boring. In fact, I started to fall asleep in the middle of it. I did. I know everybody loves Avatar. They're saying it's the best movie of the decade, but really, I don't. I kind of fell asleep, right? I like The Hangover a lot. Okay, so let me see. He's speaking. I'm trying to see how they would do this. It's really not making any sense. This doesn't make any scientific sense. I think it's just somebody that has a lot of money, has nothing better to do. He says his final goal is to upload human minds onto holographic bodies. He says holograms give plenty of advantages. You can walk through walls, move at the speed of light. How? He says he wants to work with DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency of the U.S. military. They're already researching ways for its troops to use their minds to remotely control androids who will take human soldiers' place on the battlefield. Now, that's cool. That's cool. They say the Pentagon's high-tech research arm has earmarked $7 million for research into the project, also nicknamed Avatar. I'd like to see a Project Lord of the Rings. If you're going to make a bunch of men, make them all look like Aragorn in Lord of the Rings. Viggo Mortensen, Strider, very sexy. All right, guys, if you could stay on with us for another hour, please do. We got more Dr. Dahlia coming right up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.